3. Into the storm. P.I. climbed through the Staggerwing's fuselage door and settled into the pilot's seat. The interior, while cramped, exuded sumptuous comfort. Beach Aircraft designed it with the discerning executive in mind. A ribbed three-person bench seat that looked like a miniature overstuffed leather sofa occupied the back of the cabin. The pilot's bucket seat was on the left, with a second seat on sliding rails beside it and a bit offset behind it. The cream-colored upholstery complemented the honey-brown armrests. The padded side panels resembled a typical luxury sedan's, complete with hand cranks for the windows. The Staggerwing did not have a true dual control system, but it could be flown from Stephen O's passenger seat if necessary. The control wheel was affixed to a metal arm that could be swiveled in a 180-degree arc from one side of the cabin to the other, depending on who wanted to do the flying. Tucked under the wooden instrument panel was a second set of rudder pedals as well. P.I. went through the Staggerwing's pre-flight checklist, flipping switches and setting the throttle for startup. He worked quietly with meticulous concentration. 20 years of flying during the golden age of flight had taught him to be thorough. The saying went, "There are no old, bold pilots." In his youthful days as a naval aviator, he had done plenty of bold things. He once helped his squadron earn the prestigious Fleet Aerial Gunnery Competition, only to get grounded for a month after celebrating the win by taking a plane on an unauthorized flight over a foreign nation, which was noted in his official Navy file. He flew relief operations in the Caribbean and bombing missions over Nicaragua. He tested new designs and flew aircraft so dangerous others were not allowed behind their controls. On one memorable mission, he landed his seaplane in the South Atlantic after running low on fuel and taxied onto a whale's back. That episode became the stuff of legends throughout the small and tight-knit community of pre-World War II naval aviators. The men who flew those wooden planes did so by the seats of their pants. They explored, they pushed boundaries, they improvised when what they had on hand did not work.